You know, when I started my podcast, I had to just believe that it was going to help me market and grow my business. I had no proof that podcasting was actually going to help me get discovered. In fact, at the time, I was experiencing the exact opposite. I was putting all this time and effort into podcasting, but it wasn't growing, which meant that my business wasn't growing. I wasn't quite grasping the power of podcasting from a marketing perspective because to me, it wasn't working. I had turned on the microphone, I had recorded episodes, I had published it on my hosting platform, I could see it in iTunes, and yet nothing. No one was listening and no one was finding out about me or my business through my podcast. Now, this was me 3 years ago, and today I'm no longer this naive, hopefully, because now I know almost all the hidden marketing powers of podcasting. And I say almost because every day I find myself pleasantly surprised about a new hidden marketing power that I unearth or that someone tells me about. And so I wanted to dedicate this episode to one of the very small yet most potent hidden marketing powers of podcasting, something that can get you exponential growth in raising awareness for your podcast, creating engagement on social media, and help inspire further episode topics. What is this one very small hidden marketing gem? Stay tuned to find out. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the fastest way to repurpose and market your expert content. And this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Yeah, yeah. Hey you, I am so excited to talk to you about this. Gosh, this super powerful yet hidden marketing gem. And we're going to go into why these are so powerful. And yes, by we, I mean myself and my Capshow co-founder, Bonner. Hey Bonner.
Hello. Okay. I'm excited.
I know, right? Okay, so we are here to talk about the one and only, drumroll please. Quotes.
Ta-da.
Right. I know you're probably like, what on earth? Either you're like, oh my gosh, mind blown. I have never thought about quotes. Or you're like, come on, Deidre. I'm a Capshowian. I know all about this quotes thing. I know you do potent quotables. I get the power of it. But do you? Do you really?
Do you get the hidden power of
the
it?
The hidden power. I know. Okay. So we're going to go into the why and how, three whys and three hows of just how powerful quotes in and of themselves are. And the funny thing is that when we podcast, we don't really think about, like, I don't know, I never really thought about quotes as a thing, right? Mm. It was only in building Capshow and having AI really help us that it's like, oh my gosh, this is so, like, the opportunities that this opens for us is just, again, capped by our imagination. Mm. And so we're going to go into three of some of the really cool ways that we can use quotes in bigger and better ways to, as I said in the intro, to help us exponentially grow our podcast, get it in front of more people, and therefore get people knowing about our business and what it is that we do. So should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
All right. First one.
So. Our transitions aren't very smooth at the moment. No, I think the first kind of getting maybe the obvious out of the way, the reason quotes are so powerful is that they build emotional connection. They work for a reason. To your point, I think when we first think about it, we think it has to be someone inspiring, someone famous, and we're actually connecting with it because it's something they said. But actually, if you take the person away, the idea is resonating. So they do that because it's a direct quote builds a connection with a human who is talking about something that you care about.
Yes.
Now, how do you bring that to life? Obviously, quote cards, you know, put the quote on a card. Sure. That's definitely one way of doing it. And Sometimes it's just power in that simplicity. Yes. So don't feel like you need to get super fancy with it. That's definitely one thing that you can try. And in another episode, we talked about embedding that into your blog post. And you can do all sorts of different things with that, like make it more animated. You can make it in a reel. So I think that's, you know, that goes without saying. Now, the other thing that you can do with it is you can turn it into a clip. So something that people can listen to or even watch. And one thing that I found interesting that a podcaster I saw do on social media is that they actually use the audio as like the audio for the reel And then it was going over, I think it was related to, I can't remember the actual clip itself, but it was talking about sort of, you know, empowering yourself during the mundane things. Mm. And it was played over a clip of someone doing mundane things and yes. how there's power in that. But it's their audio that they said on the, it was a quote.
Oh, that's super cool. I haven't even thought about that, which is like, duh.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. And then you kind of go, it doesn't have to be trending audio. And your aim isn't to make it a trending audio, but it's your audio.
Yeah. It's original.
It's original.
And it, this isn't, you know, just doing the, you know, the thing that we all do, which is you clip your own video and that's all, that's what you put out there. This is, you know, I just want to make this really clear that what Bonna's talking about is you actually have a completely different visual. And if you listen, if you watch any, if you're into reels or shorts or TikToks, then you might see, you know, when we say trending audio, there's like audio that gets created, whether that's music or just words, like the spoken word. And people use that and they overlay it with their own creative, their own videos, their own, you know, whatever. And so I hadn't even thought about that, that you can actually create your own original audio through yes. this clip, through this quote. And people can use that in a whole variety of ways.
Exactly.
And if it does start trending, like,
awesome.
Oh my gosh, right? Yeah. Like even more eyeballs on you, your profile, your podcast, your business, exactly. which is amazing. I hadn't thought about that. So there you go. You know when I said the hidden marketing power?
So hidden.
So hidden. Yeah. And I am always, as I also said, pleasantly surprised each and every day on what gets unearthed.
Totally. And yeah. I think that's the thing, because when your aim is just to say, get it in lots of different formats, because there's a power, there's a power in something that you're saying, and that's mm-hmm. the audio maybe, but then how do you maybe visualize it for people? So I thought that was a cool way to do it. But you can also just, and don't feel like you have to crack that straight away, because maybe that's, but you can just turn it into a visual of whether it's yourself talking, you know, that as well. So I think that works too. And then if you do want to stay in the static realm, another great way of bringing your quotes to life is also to have a carousel. So you can do this a couple of ways. If it's a longer quote, you can stretch it out over, you know, what a carousel post on social media is, for those of you who don't know, is when it's more than one image and then people scroll through to the end to read a couple of different, you know, slides. And what that does is it builds almost a little bit of a, you know, curiosity journey. Or the other thing that you could do is if you have a couple of related quotes or more than one related quotes, you can sort of put them together into a carousel post where it reinforces mm-hmm. that particular, you know, I think point as well. So we'll definitely share a couple of great examples that I've seen on social media of people doing that. And you can even have one example that I saw worked really well is they had, you know, they posted every Sunday and it's based on a particular, you know, this is like what I do on Sundays. I shared this a Sunday thought with you, and then it's just a carousel post of a longer quote broken up. So I was like, that's really powerful, because now I sort of look forward to it on Sundays. So that's, again, there's different ways you can visually and audibly bring to life for people.
So cool. Wow. Okay. My mind's already blown, and we're only on the first one.
Emotional connection will do that to you.
Okay. So that is using quotes to build emotional connection. And by the way, just in case you didn't know and you might have missed it, if you are a Captiovian, then you would know that inside of Creative Studio, there is a Potent Quotables tab that you can go and get all of the quotes that can help you with this. Mm. All right. So let's get into the second type.
Yes. The second type, actually, this was something that our Captiovian and good friend of Capshow, Katie Brinkley, shared with us. And we were like, that makes so much sense, is when you certain quotes that you may not think are fully complete to just publish as they are, because, you know, we all have those quotes. I mean, not us personally, because we always finish our thoughts.
Oh, of course. Yes. And I am always, I talk in sound bites.
Yeah, exactly. And I am not at all someone who stretches things out more than they need to. I'm so succinct, yeah. And succinct when I speak. I know. But if you're not, and Capture will do this, we'll play it back to you in painful detail. Like, here are the supposedly potent quotables. But again, they can also be thought starters. So how Katie uses them is to sort of take a look at them and say, that's actually a really interesting concept. Or yes, I do remember sort of mentioning that and taking that as inspo for more content creation. It could be something really quick and quippy, and you're like, I can turn that into a short form piece of content, like a reel maybe. Or it's something that actually warrants a deeper conversation and actually might warrant a long form piece of content. So I think that's actually a really great place to go into your Potent Quotables on Capshow. Have a look at all of them, because it's like, you know, there's enough there that you can scan them relatively quickly. Pick the ones that, you know, might use for step one that are like just good to go. And then ones that you're like, these are really, really, I'm, oh, actually, I'm glad that it reminded me that I started talking about that and I should go into that more. So it almost becomes like a little note taker for you.
Yeah. So the example that Katie shared in, it was actually as part of the social media challenge that we recently did, and that we'll come back around for anyone who's missed it. We'll do a replay for sure. But basically she did an episode with Wave Wild, who's a TikTok expert. And Wave was saying that, you know, she actually scripts her TikTok videos. And I think there was a quote related to that. So scripting, I think, a TikTok video. And so what Katie did was she showed this quote and she was like, okay, well, I can do a reel to be like how to script a TikTok video in like, and she could do a one of those pointing style videos where it's like, you know, step one is this, step two is this, step three is this. So she's just taken that concept and, you know, gone even deeper in a short form way. And, or she could even go like, okay, well, she scripts her, some of her podcast episodes as well. So similar thing, we're talking about scripting here. So it's also triggered this thought or inspired this deeper dive on a related but separate topic around scripting for even a podcast, or just scripting for anything really that you're doing for media.
Yeah.
You know, more generally. So, you can kind of see then when you read a quote. And so that's what we encourage everyone. Don't just blindly go into and look at these potent quotables and be like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to like, you know, blindly copy and paste and do whatever with them. Like really think about, hey, if you want to be a little bit more creative, maybe with your short form videos, with your reels, or if you want to, if you read something and be like, oh my gosh, you know what? That's going to be a great episode topic for another episode. Like go ahead and do that. Please open your mind to the possibilities because like that's fun, I think, of, you know, capture. Why capture I think is so fun for a lot of our Capturevians is because it does actually free up, you know, you don't have to be creative in this way of like, oh, let's go through a transcript and find the quotes that hopefully is concise and succinct and not around the grounds as Deidre and Bonner talk. You know, you don't have to do that because capture does it for you. So now you can use that creativity to do these other more like add-ons almost, things, more content, more value that you can provide in your audience. This is where you should be using your creativity now, which is super cool. Okay, so I just wanted to drop that in there. So that's the second type. So just to recap, the first way that quotes are so powerful is because they build that emotional connection, and, you know, a really easy, tangible way to bring that to life is, as Bonner mentioned, to create short clips, quote cards, carousel posts. The second way they're so powerful is because they just provide thought starters, and you can use those thought starters to create even more, you know, social media reels or as a potential episode topic, your next episode topic. So what is the third hidden power?
Very hidden. And I think this is, we sort of know it intellectually, but it's hard to do, is we all know that for the reasons we outlined earlier, they quotes create credibility for the person who is, and this is where I was like, oh, this is really interesting. For the person who is being quoted, but also the person who is quoting. And let me go into that a little bit. So basically it creates, when you are the person being quoted, and I know this has happened to you as well, Deidre, when you've been on podcasts and like, oh, I did say that, you know, a podcast
that host. Sounds well, actually, it was really funny. I was on a call with Alex Sanfilippo. Again, I feel like we mention him on like every episode.
The bestie of the show.
Yeah, he is a very, very good friend. And he was, because he is a Capturevian, he uses Capture himself. And he was saying how he was looking at the quotes that Capture was pulling out. And he was, and they were, it was, even though he does guest episodes, a lot of times it was actually quoting him because he does talk in sound bites, actually. He is. You talk about someone who's concise and succinct. Oh my gosh. Alex is concise and succinct.
Alex is a bullet list walking around in human form in the best way possible.
Pretty much, yeah. And so he was saying, he even was like I was reading what Capture, these quotes that Capture was pulling out, and he's like, oh my, I said that? I sound so smart. And I was, I actually asked him afterwards, I was like, do you have a recording of this call? Because I want to clip that for this episode that I'm doing. Unfortunately, he didn't, so you won't be able to hear that. But that is actually what happened.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's such a good example of that because, yeah, the person being quoted, in this case, you know, him as the host, but it does give that sense of significance, not a sense of self-importance, but it's just to say, oh, okay, it really elevates the content for you in your mind. And then for the person who is quoting the other person, it builds social proof and credibility for you because you're sharing a particular topic, like you're sharing a crystallization of a topic that you do share about, but it's this other person, there's this third party validation for that. So it's this two-way thing that makes it really, really powerful. And that's why in terms of how you want to really maximize that is to make sure that especially when you have this for interview shows or presentations you're doing where you're featuring other people, is to make sure that you create assets for them and encourage them to share it. And they should, because to your point, it does make give them that sense of significance, reminds them of the value that they added to you and your audience, and give them the ability to add that value back to their audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do that, it gives you that third party validation and social proof, because they're sharing about that. And together you're bringing the message forward.
Yeah. And I wonder if you haven't listened to episode 61 of this podcast, I had Kelly Mosser, who is also a good friend of ours, on, and she was talking about why guests don't promote episodes. And one of the reasons why, which is really interesting actually to learn this, is that a lot of guests don't feel like they added value or that they were smart. And I think a lot of this is because it's human nature, right? It's not like we come off. I know that when I come out of a podcast episode, a lot of times I'm like, I'm not saying I absolutely nailed that. I added so much value. Like that's just not what runs through my mind. And so a lot of times guests won't share about that podcast episode because of that reason, because they might have felt like they, for whatever reason, whether it's their own self-limiting beliefs or whether the host maybe didn't ask the right questions, we don't know. Could be any of the spectrum of any of those things, but they didn't feel like they added a lot of value to that audience. And so using quotes to play back to them, hey, you said all these really smart things. Like, this absolutely blew my mind. Like, please share this with your audience so they could hear as well, like, and get all of the value that I got out of it personally. And you're giving them the proof of like the really smart things that they said. Like, that is, there's just so much power. Again, we talk about the hidden marketing power of quotes. That is the power of why you want guests even on, well, some of the reason why you want guests even on your podcast is so that you can leverage their audience. But that doesn't work if they don't promote your episode and your podcast, right? So you want to do everything in your power to help them promote it. This is one of the things, which is how do we make them feel really good about what it is that they said, the value that they provided. And we can do that with quotes. So we can do that by reminding them of how smart they sounded, right? Like, to Alex's point, it's like, hey, you did think you were, don't say this. It's not like they're not telling you that they didn't think that they sounded smart, but you were so smart and you provided so much value. And here's the tangible proof of the value that you provided. Please share this episode. Like, why wouldn't a guest do that when they are reminded of their awesomeness?
Yes. No, absolutely. And even just doing it retrospectively, I was like, we should just go on a little bit of a tear with our guests.
100%.
Because podcast episodes are
evergreen.
Evergreen. Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. Hot tip
too. Being a guest on the podcast, expected emails.
Yeah, but also hot tip, like, go and do that yourself. Like, go back through all of your old episodes and actually just reignite it with your old guests, just to be like, hey, I listened to this episode again. Here were some really smart things. I'd love for you to share it again. You know, I know it's been 2 months, 6 months, a year since it's been out, but I'd love to reshare this. So yeah, amazing. I think even if you did this last bit, like, I think this in and of itself is going to get you so much more visibility for your podcast than, I mean, we want you to also do the first two things that we spoke about, but even if you just did this third thing, so much value. And you're welcome. Stop laughing at me, Bonner.
I'm always laughing with you, not at you.
All right. Okay. So what we're going to do is, in the show notes, we're going to drop a few things for you. We're going to drop some examples of those quote cards and carousel posts. And maybe even if we can find sort of an example of what we mean when we said, like, the original audio and how people can then use that to create their own content off the back of it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll drop that in the show notes. So just go to the one link that's in the show notes and it'll take you to our website, the web page for this episode, and we'll have all of the examples there. And we'll also maybe give an example of, like, for this, the third tip from the guest perspective, maybe, like, I don't know, like a template. Oh, maybe we'll make that a bonus. Okay. If you want a bonus template on how to share quotes with your guest in a way that makes them want to share it, then get that in the show notes. But you're going to have to opt in for it. So that's our bonus for today.
It's going to be worth it.
It's going to be so worth it. So go ahead, go to the show notes. It's got all of the examples that I mentioned, the bonus template of how you can share your quotes with your guest so that you can reignite the conversation with them and get them maybe to reshare their podcast episode. Yeah, that's it from us. And by the way, if you wanted to try Capshow for free, if you're not already Capshowian, come on now, what are you doing? Go to freegift.capshow.com. You'll get an extended free trial there and you'll get the quotes. You'll see the potent quotables that we create for you inside of Creative Studio. And you can start doing these things yourself. So go ahead and do that now. All right. Thanks for hanging with us. And as always, stay awesome.